Well, hello, kind sir. Will you push me on this swing?
It does feel like we're in a simpler time, doesn't it?
A little bit. Let me hoist up my skirt so it doesn't get caught on the rope of the swing.
Things just got a little more complicated.
A lot more complicated, Steve.
Push me.
Off a cliff, maybe.
All right. Come on. The Victorian era was a very romantic era. People cared about what they wore. They, in my opinion, overdressed.
Right.
I live in a Victorian house. It's a Queen Anne, which means there's a turret.
Yep.
A which turret.
Comes in handy if the villagers ever attack your home.
Maybe. And I appreciate all things Victorian. Mm-hmm. And we are going to meet a couple who lives in Washington. And you guys, this is Gabe and Sarah Chrisman. You guys are living in the Victorian era now? Aren't you a few centuries off?
Well, actually, not a few centuries. The Victorian era was 19th century, so that's only one.
One century.
It was 1837 to 1901.
Correct, yeah. Our house was built in, they started building it in 1888, finished it in 1889.
And we're most interested in the decades of the 1880s and 90s. We're especially interested in the daily technology and just the everyday life of that time.
Right.
So do you have electricity?
Well, they had electricity at that point in time. Our house had electricity when we moved in. We use it very seldom. We mostly, for light, we use our oil lamps. And then for cooking, we have a wood stove, which is a wonderful stove that is a refurbished antique that I just love.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an ice box.
You really do have an ice box.
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you get the big hunk of ice?
Well, we couldn't find as big a hunk of ice as we would like. So we just get the 10-pound blocks from the grocery store. Honestly, they would have had access to better ice in the 1880s or 90s than we do now.
And it was delivered back then. That was a standard. The Iceman would come by and give you a
the
giant...
The Iceman cometh.
The Iceman cometh. Yeah. He would come by the house and drop off your ice.
That's right. And there were lots of risque jokes about Icemen for that very reason.
Right.
By necessity, they had to be strong because ice is heavy, and they were usually young. And so the idea of having a young, strong, often good-looking guy come to the house every week got people talking.
Is that how you met Gabriel?
No, actually, I met him
through another part of the 1890s and 80s. It was bicycling, and I actually met her at the end of a very long bicycle ride. I was visiting a friend at college, and my friend wasn't there when I got there after my long bike ride, and I ran into her instead.
Yeah, his friend was my neighbor and lived down the hall from me. And when he found his friend was not there when he arrived, he sort of collapsed on the floor because he'd just done a 120-mile bike ride, was it?
About, yeah.
And I came home and found this good-looking guy sprawled across the hallway blocking the door to my apartment.
Huh. How about that?
We're talking to Gabe and Sarah Chrisman, who live in Washington State. And come on, be honest. Neither of you have a smartphone?
No, never had cell phones. I've never even had a driver's license.
Horse and buggy, is that how you get places?
Bicycle.
All by bicycle. Wow.
I do drive a car, but it's something that when I can ride a bike to get there, I will do that.
Because if I'm sure you're both aware of this, most highway systems prohibit the use of a bicycle, so you kind of have to stay close to home if you're only going to ride a bike, right?
Well, there's always a back roadway.
Yeah.
There were plenty of roads that existed before the interstate system, and they're more fun to ride on anyway.
Yeah,
yeah, we've done trips that went up to 130 miles.
Oh, all right. And trains, I guess, would also be an option. They certainly had those during the Victorian era.
Yeah, we love training.
Yeah, we had more than we have now.
Yeah. So what? The obvious question is...
What do you do for fun? That's the obvious question.
That's one of the questions. Let's start out with that. What do you do for fun?
Well, one of our favorite things to do is for Gabriel to read aloud to me while I sew.
Oh.
We both love to read.
Yeah, we do a lot of reading. We do a lot of... I mean, there's a lot of things that we have to do that we end up making into fun, whether it's gathering firewood or chopping firewood, whether it is...
Cycling.
We do a lot of picnics in the summer, which is a lot of fun with our bikes.
Mm-hmm. For me, baking is fun, and that's just also something that I do to keep things going because I bake all our own bread.
there's a certain amount of fun in restoring a lot of the antique things that we want to use and learning about how the technology works.
And that's the thing, is that the way that we live, everything about it, we do it because it's all fun for us, whether it's research into the time or using the technologies of the time. That's why we've chosen to live this way, because it's a way we live every single day where just living life is fun.
But
we like that.
Do you look at today's society in 2015 and say to yourself, these people are missing out. A simpler time was the better way to go. These guys just, they're not doing it properly. Do you ever feel that way? Is it that extreme?
Well, you see, I wouldn't call the Victorian era a simpler time, because we had plenty of technology that is just different technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that by using those technologies where we can actually see how it's working, we do feel more connected to the world around us. And we do feel that some people are missing out by being just too disconnected.
And we also feel that, we don't necessarily want to try to convince anyone else to live the way we do, because we enjoy it. But I do want other people to look at what we're doing and realize that they could be doing things in whatever different way that they would really like to as well. That whatever ideas they have, whatever other times they enjoy or other technologies interest them, they should be an option. You know, you shouldn't feel like just the modern technology is the only option.
Right. And also just that we don't all necessarily have to be a cookie cutter copy of our neighbors.
Yeah.
That however anyone wants to live their life, that's a completely valid option, as long as they're not hurting someone else, that they should just go for it.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Well, it's been very slow and gradual. It started about 6 years ago. And it's built from there. It started with the clothes, and then little by little, we added various elements.
So with the clothes, do the two of you always dress in Victorian styles? Is that an everyday thing?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, this all started when Gabriel gave me my first corset.
Can I guess from where? Victorian's Secret, right? Is that where you got it? No?
Actually, it was from a company called Timeless Trends.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, their first book was called Victorian Secret.
Oh, yeah. It was. All right.
And now, Sarah, you have written This Victorian Life, True Ladies and Proper Gentlemen, Victorian Secrets, and more. You can go to thisvictorianlife.com. I have to tell you, living in the old Victorian house, I think 1869 is when our house was built. And there is an addition in the back, so Victorian purists wouldn't like it. But we have a Victrola that works, and old-time radios that you plug in that are beautifully sound. You know, they sound so rich and full. But I still need my smartphone, and I still need a microwave and a washing machine. You guys wash your clothes by hand?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And you know, those are your choices, and you're welcome to those choices. We have ours.
So when you hear, like when you guys hear about things like television shows that are immensely popular, or maybe a movie, you want no part of that, right?
Well, the thing is that we do these things because we like them.
Yeah.
I would rather be reading than watching TV, and that's just me.
All right.
I grew up without a TV, so for me, I'm not feeling like I'm missing out. And I've always loved reading, and we have authors that we just absolutely love, and we try to tell people the same way people would tell us about whatever TV shows they think we should be watching. I tell everyone about Wilkie Collins, another favorite 19th century novelist that we just love.
All right.
Yeah.
So with the books, it's nothing current. You're not reading any of the books that are hot properties now. Even the books are kind of a retro book, right?
Well, we tend to prefer the 19th century books.
Yeah.
We do read modern books once in a while, especially for research.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times what we'll do is we're reading the 19th century books already, and then sometimes we'll read a modern book on the same topic to compare and contrast them.
Okay.
And more often than not, we find more similarities than you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we find a great deal of connections between that era and the modern era, and it's really interesting for us to trace those connections and see how things have changed, but mostly how much things have stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your individuality, and everyone should do what they want to do. The listeners have a bunch of questions for you that they've texted in. Do you guys have jobs?
Yes.
So I work at a bicycle shop. Mm-hmm. I manage a bicycle shop, and that's an example of the sort of technology that I really love, that you can see and work with your hands and also just understand.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah's a writer.
Yeah, I'm a writer. You mentioned my books. And so the books use our experiences as a framework to tell the Victorian history and how it relates to modern life.
And that's thisvictorianlife.com. Another listener wants to know, what if one of you need medical help? And is cholera running around in your...
Oh, cholera would be bad.
Yeah, and all the Victorian diseases that were popular back then.
Is that a factor for the two of you with modern medicine?
We don't have any health insurance, as a lot of Americans do. I mean, we just don't have the money for it, honestly.
Right. And a lot of people have that same problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Obama.
Grover Cleveland. Come on, Cleveland.
Right.
You're ruining for everybody.
I'm in the wrong century. I'm sorry. Okay, and a final question here, 224 from the area code 224. Tell me at least they drink. Do you have cocktails every once in a while and, you know, dance?
We don't drink
alcohol.
All right.
An arrow is something we both really admire. And I've never been a drinker, and we just have we were that way before we started living this way.
Yeah, but we really enjoy researching the soft drink recipes that they had back then. And one of the really fun ones that we've discovered is that cyclists at that point, the favorite drink of choice of cyclists was milk with soda.
Oh, no.
So club soda with milk, which actually a lot of people have that reaction, the same one you just did, until I point out, well, it's just an Italian soda without the syrup.
Yeah,
in it.
I guess. Yeah.
And, you know, cocaine was in Coca-Cola back then, too, so hopefully you're not experimenting with that
Stay
anymore.
Stay off the cocaine, Gabriel and Sarah. Stay away from it.
How are you calling us? I'm just curious. Were there phones back then? Did you have to go through an operator?
They did have phones. They did go through an operator.
And actually, if we were doing this interview back then, we'd probably be using the telegraph system. The office where the telegraph was is still right down the street from our house. And there's a nice little plaque on the wall that says this was the telegraph office, but the telegraph itself is long gone. And since it is long gone and you wanted to talk to us, we have to use a computer to make that happen.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the modern equivalent.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you. Port Townsend, Washington. Again, do what makes you happy. And if this makes you happy, who are we to judge?
It sounds cool. I mean, really, you guys have
it
really
sounds
committed.
Cool for like a week. I'm sorry. I don't know that I could do this for all this time.
I couldn't do it forever, but yeah, for a few days. But you guys were really committed to this. So good for you.
Thank you.
And you can check them out, thisvictorianlife.com. Great clothes. I was going to say outfits, but no, these are your clothes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Gabriel. Thanks, Sarah. Take care. You seem unsure of this.
Can I just say...
Steve? What?
They're in Washington State, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I would suggest the Kevin told me to look at the website.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Go to thisvictorianlife.com. Let's take a quick break and we'll regroup.
All right. It's Bill and Wendy.
So they have a computer?
They had computers in the Victorian era. They just didn't talk about it.
It was a secret, pretty much. Yeah,
it was a secret.
There are demonstrations on there about how they do things like bathe and things.
Uh-oh. All right. We'll discuss that in a minute. Hold on. It's us. It's Phil and Wendy, WGN.